Really a sexy show. You
know? Yeah, you're back. I'm sexy the hot one on KBFA. Puzzling evidence show.
And it's dripping. And oozing.
Late night blues.
Total sexy
just
slack.
Settling yeah, back, just, relaxing, and yeah. Enjoying our feature presentation.
Sipping on our hot
buttered rum martini from Martinez.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe
stroking
you'd like
our
one of these raw egg and oyster clamshell buffets, southern fried whiskey, or any of the things
our
we have
greasy, rancid,
late night, high lipid, high density trans fat pleasures. So,
yes, feel
you're
that
ready?
Air.
We're ready.
That's the one.
To start heaving some bean bags. But first. Time to consider the potential of a budget bonanza. What if I told you about amazing deals?
You mean
that were possible?
A budget bonanza.
A budget bonanza.
That's like budget night at Bonanza Restaurant, right?
That's right. A big hoss cartwright will sashay over your table with a plate of southern fried okra. And if he manages to keep his feet, he'll be joined by Little Joe in his alter identity of a teenage werewolf. Then we'll listen to Elvis Presley, Peace in the Valley, the complete gospel recordings. The king may have popularized rock and roll, but he loved gospel.
You sure about that?
Elvis recorded hymns all through his career. Yes, and now 88 gospel tracks are going to be next in line, so settle back for the bathetic Elvis bathysphere as we begin Elvis's gospel nasal experience.
So,
or perhaps we could keep that in the nasal reserve, as it were.
Just so I understand you spent some time in the nasal reserves.
Yeah.
Don't sneak away with my daughter's Mad. You'd be stealing my little young daughter's Mad magazine.
Oh, I Mud
magazine?
Do that.
Mad magazine.
Now, why should anybody be mad?
Look,
let's
look
just
and see
calm
who's
down
on the subscription.
I thought I'd get my
two-year-old daughter a new magazine subscription, and what was more appropriate than Mad Magazine?
Well, they're still putting it out and doing a valiant job at trying to be something like their great
former self. I was surprised at how cutting and gross they were. Just like how I felt when I read them as a small child.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
That's one of my favorite parts of the Dr. Hal show to edit is the moments where
K-Rob moment.
K-Rob has poured musical lather on Chicken's brain, and he can't think for a moment. And so there are these little 10-second things where he's going, and he's stuck in gear, and they're really fun to edit. What a strange little show that is. It sure is fun. I like it.
The next one ought to be good.
Here, let me get rid
What's
of this twitch in my leg.
Sorry.
You've got restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, but it really helps when I play the double bass kick drum.
Man's restless legs have brought him across continents and mountain ranges.
That really helps. Yeah, that restless leg syndrome can be channeled into a practical use if properly identified early.
And
often
made him dance hornpipes on the decks of giant ships in plunging sheaths.
Plunging his sheath? What?
Cheese.
What
I like plunging cheese.
Well, there was cheese aboard
the cheese
ship
puff
in those
girls
days.
Are going to be playing Saturday
cheese
night.
Puff?
I'm going to miss that.
Oh, yeah,
is
that's
that like,
right.
Are they like Cheetos
are.
Or like
well,
the hard
know.
Kind
just
or
like
the soft
name.
Kind?
Yeah. No cheating is involved. It's
and I hope they're covered in yellow
I like the
powder.
Super crunch.
But only Carthouse Robot could find out because he's on the computer right now.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's right tied into the interweb.
I'm starting to tie myself in right now. I'm going to be on the internet, on the webs, very shortly. And I heard that somebody said they went to Quivering Brain and they couldn't find the...
Yeah, there were all these... They couldn't find the loop. The show listener at the Dr. Hal show.
I'm going to go there myself just to see if I can see what they saw.
Well, we've got a good cartoon coming up. We're going to show one of the greatest of all time cartoons.
My own two or three or four eyes.
Have you had those eyes since your Orchin?
Yeah, since the Orchin of my body.
They and they never popped back, if you know what I mean.
A superhero, all like the superhero origin, special origin issue.
Yeah,
like orange, grape,
chief gimmick order,
chocolate,
yeah,
and
caramel.
Who else was on
there? Hey, wake up!
Early,
and new
wake up!
Ultra conservative ice cream cone.
Ice cream, yum! But it's all melted.
Ice cream. I'm sorry.
This
ice cream has suffered what we call freezer shock.
If only.
Ice cream must never be allowed to melt after it is removed from the freezer.
Yeah, no.
The time for ice cream to melt is only when it touches your tongue and at no other time.
That is so true.
If someone tells you that ice cream has to be softened up before they can eat it, then you should know that they are ruining the ice cream for future use because of their lazy inability to manipulate a spoon.
What do you think if it's ice cream that's been held in a refrigerated state that was much colder, much colder than what was necessary to preserve
its
creamy
like
texture?
Man.
He's in the place where he can't hear the show. This is
the only
you don't know it all. That's
he
the answer, right?
He crosses space without a space suit.
You don't know it all.
In a moment,
all.
He'll be
in about
30 in
seconds.
Again
yeah.
And,
so now we can
I
say
guess
things
I've
like
refuted that.
Well, I'm glad the 420 guy didn't hear that.
Yeah, we
dispel
wouldn't
that
want
that myth.
Find out
the entire myth of the show
it all.
Would disappear into a cloud of doubt. That's when you hear the space sound.
Space.
Okay, well, Credential Manager is ready for my use.
Space.
And what use is that, or is it abuse?
It's for my credentials. I have my credentials in my credenza.
Is that like a credenza? Like
I keep my credentials in my credenza. That's what do you think a credenza is for? Can you think of any better place to
credensing?
And then
credensing?
The music built up to an enormous crescendo.
I never thought about that.
So
you can credense in your... You can... Do some credensing
privately in the privacy of your own home or ottoman
in or on your credenza.
Exactly.
Okay. What about under?
Oh, this makes sense.
Yes.
You go ahead.
Okay.
I don't want to know about what you're doing with that.
And don't forget our swinging chain of Volcano Outlet Store.
Chain. You can attach the chain to the credenza, and there, in the privacy of your own home, as you're credensing with your loved one. Or your significant other.
Do I have to watch this? I'll shoot it, but I
don't have to
watch
what you're doing. Because
it
will all happen naturally.
It's fun for the whole family.
It happens, and your children will be so glad because all their
they'll be so happy they camped by the side of the road when the freight train came by over and over again.
Over and over again.
While they were in the set-up tent that couldn't be moved.
And then they used the little
and Mom had diarrhea.
Yes, and she couldn't leave. And the Indian chief's name was Bowels No More.
Oh, the Indians just laughed at us. They just laughed and laughed. Is this the way to Pyramid Lake? Pyramid Lake!
I was reading about the moment when the Spaniard guys show up and they want to be shown this place that we now call the Grand Canyon. So the guides took them there and then just sat in the sun while they watched the Spaniard guys sort of not get what they were seeing. Because they kept going down the rocks thinking they were looking at a little thing far away.
Yeah.
Not realizing they were looking at a huge thing really far away. And just kept trying to go. And they made me a quarter mile in armor and guns.
And they realized...
And in that Arizona heat.
This is pretty big. Mm. This is huge. I think I'll take
that. I don't think at any point they actually understand that. They're really mad because they can't reach it.
They can't find the Fontana.
The guys from Spain cannot see that canyon. They're just like...
Well,
and they want some of them were nearsighted, you know, and they didn't have glasses.
Most of them thought they were in hell. You know, they just hated being in the service at
they
that
did.
Point. Being in California,
everybody
Arizona,
hates being
what
in
kind
the
of
service.
They're in hell. They're in the desert. It's hot. They're surrounded by little people that don't understand them.
Yeah,
just,
you want to be
their
out
diaries
of the
are like
you have diarrhea. You want to be out of
exactly.
the desert.
Not to mention that ship that foundered off the coast of Texas and the Spaniards had to make a crossing across the land, and being captured and tortured by Indians.
Is that not Cabeza de Vaca? That's a movie by the Playboy Corporation. And
they made a movie of it?
They did, and it's a great movie. And it has cool arrow scenes, which I think are fish line with tiny, like, cylinder stuff, white cylinders that look like arrows. It's the only thing I can think they do it, because they've got guys going, shing, 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 and then, really nice. And I'm thinking, how do you guys do that? It's not like something fired into a chess piece. It's not like the old traditional things. I'm thinking fish line with these, you know, air-fired little sleeves, just enough to give you the feeling that they're like arrows, because they're real quick shots. The guy's going, and then you cut. So
that would be a good thing to find out. Please call us right now if you're an old-time movie technician and you can explain this amazingly effective and yet probably super cheap.
Oh, I wouldn't super think cheap. That was... It depends on, you
special
know, everything's
effect.
Relative, but...
Used in this epic production. What was the name of that movie again?
That was Cabeza de Vaca.
Cabeza de Vaca.
Which has got to be like, there may be one or two movies that Playboy ever did that are worth watching. And
like Roman Polanski's Macbeth is utterly great.
Yeah, that's one of them. And this one, and I
they did some that were terrible, though, like The Naked Ape.
Most of them are awful.
This
like
music means you're listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show.
That's right. The
on KPFA.
If
KPFA.
Mick Jagger's in it, you know it's bad. Except for Turner's memo in performance.
Well, performance was Nicholas Rowe.
And of course, the Rebels.
He always made interesting guam. Like,
and then
one
you can go see the sexy
Einstein
girl dancing,
and
but she's like a married woman now. But I like that little thing. They were perfect Eurotrash sugar kits for these things that I'm
sugar
editing kitchen. Now. Like the Faux Queen, which was a Faux Queen ball, or no, Faux Queen something. It was women who have drag queens inside them.
Oh, no.
And most, like any show, two-thirds were like that. But the ones that got it were amazing. But these guys were just...
Oh, yeah, that would be entertaining to see.
So I'm trying to cut through the best of those. There are some really funny acts, really neat stuff. And little Cricket. Man, I wonder what Cricket is. The gorgeous Cricket would come in and do Indian.
Yeah, it's like Victor Victoria. Remember that movie? You know, she was the girl who was playing the drag king.
My grandma exited the theater as soon as, you know, it was revealed the plot, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
which
she,
is earlier,
she, in
late
disgust.
In the earlier late
I,
in the
I don't
movie.
Know. I don't know.
I've never
I
seen
mean,
the
yeah.
movie.
It was a great movie. It was Julie Andrews and James Garner.
I've been talking to a couple of people about that movie touches on something that the second word of which I can't even use on KPFA, in which part of your spirit for life is taking gender and just going, with it, you know, and getting into this space about these different directions. So and those shows were like that. They were really fun. There were so many different genders crossing so many lines.
Well, there was a lot of, I think it was a coming out period for, it was a big peak period, you know, for a lot of people. And so that, it was appealing to what was going on in the culture at the time. And in a way that Hollywood could participate in to their own insidious.
Oh, that's one way to
plans.
View it.
Yeah, no, I think there's the subculture is always going on out there, and it just becomes, you know, you just personally see it. And as camera guy, it's really fun, really fun. But that
it's
was
a great.
10 years,
you should
was,
you should check that movie. No, it's more than 10 years ago. It's probably.
I'm just saying the stuff
on a cold dark night.
Think, I bet it was '80s, like early '80s. You think? What was that? I'm gonna have to look it up now.
Well, now make sure
I'm gonna
you
go
get
there.
Your research
look
done.
It up.
I'm going to go
the
there.
Get all caught
in
the web. You won't know what
I'm
to do. And
don't use the internet.
I'm
going to
pop it, and I'll prove it.
I think you're evil. They make you play pop music.
Who said we're evil?
Caller at 848-45.
But what is evil but just a word that would spell live if only... manipulated slightly.
Oh, we're going philosophical again here.
Or it could be vile.
I don't know, Philo. It just feels like a winter morning.
Could be vile.
Yes, the snow flurries over the branches of the naked trees.
Evil makes
Hal to give me some cheap filler for that for the Philo and me going to talk to the aliens video.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob played perfect music behind it, so I can't use it. Cause,
so you go talk to the aliens. I'm glad you did. That was important. It needed to be done.
All this footage of it might be, I can't remember, because it might be me turning into an overman so I can temporarily go with Philo and talk to the aliens. Because otherwise, if a human approaches, they're dead.
Doesn't make sense.
It's like a pig approaching to us and trying to talk.
So what was this movie we were talking about a minute ago? Now that I'm finally figuring out what I was doing. That's what happens at this,
it's the winter morning.
Yeah,
it's all,
and then you played that gloomy music, and I suddenly lost my zeal for life.
Yeah.
Well,
music on the show. But I need some more song.
Okay, simmer down.
Okay, Victor Victoria.
Plenty of music.
No, it was
right
something after
here.
That, right? It was a movie. It was a different movie. I thought.
What movie was what?
I was just going to look up when Victor Victoria was actually made.
It's a Blake Edwards.
It's Blake Edwards. Yeah, he did the Pink Panther. You know, I mean.
Yes, he did everything that was crass, overdone, and telegraphed from a mile away.
It was on Telegraph.
That's true, yes. It was not what you'd call a modern telecommunications system.
But crass and...
His wife
was
Broadway star and movie star Julie Andrews.
Weren't those the ideals that the culture demanded in those days?
Here we are discussing a matter of personal taste, Philo. De gustibus non est disputandum.
Oh, you mean you don't like crass? Overextended, obvious humor.
I do not.
Ah. I
everybody else can.
Hey, we're in Berkeley, Mass.
Love
I'm
Mel Brooks
the guitar music forever and ever and ever.
Pass
the tofu,
please. Guitar music?
I'm going to play.
For me, there's nothing that displeases me.
Nothing
so
but
I'm constantly
enthusiasm
happy.
For the mission.
I'm just overcome with joy
mission?
Even right now.
Yeah. Once you cross that border into Berkeley, man.
Once you cross that bridge, my friend.
You just are filled with joy.
I'm filled with joy and hope. And
joy, joy, joy.
I got joy in my heart. I got love in my right leg. I don't know what I got in my left leg.
Yeah. I punch up my own video and it says, "We're sorry, this video is no longer available."
Really? What happened? Which video was it?
I'm sorry, this video has been withdrawn.
Which video was it?
It's just like the bus.
Insidio video.
We'll go back. What it means is the server can't get it to
James.
Oh, so you just hit it again. You've seen that video. Everybody's seen that video. I just love these guys. You ever seen the video for this? With Don was playing bass. And
I haven't seen this
old
video.
Old Crusader guys, the old singer guys in front.
Oh, maybe I saw it.
And I may have sent it to you years ago. And then all these pretty girls come in and they walk the dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, they do?
I remember
this
when
like
you said
15 years ago. So they're all moms now and grandmas.
And so what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. I also picked up a thing about Nazis.
Did he say Philo?
Yeah.
He's singing to you.
Yeah, I hear that like in all the songs. It's like,
did you hear the owl call your name?
No, not the owl.
Well, I bet it didn't occur to you that Nestorian and Jacobite Christianity rivaled Zoroastrianism in Persia.
No, it had occurred to me.
Major faiths of the Silk Route.
Right, what about the Mithraism?
It was a good masculine sun-worshipping religion.
Very popular with the military orders.
And you could say your own mantra, which went like this... Mitra, 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 over and over again.
That's a good one.
Yes, it would protect you on the field of battle. No sword could slice as long as you repeated this
yelled it together,
monotonous mantra.
It does protect you. And the sad guitar player plays.
Most of us knew bits and pieces of this story.
Fat Man D is singing Saturday and all kinds of...
She's here?
Yeah, I think so, because that's the... Oh, that was a Just Incredible thing. There's someplace else with a cheese
puff
rolls.
That's not the extra action thing with the movie.
They play tonight.
Festival or whatever.
When is that? Saturday?
You say it's tonight? Well, that's...
No, they did play tonight at the Cell Space. They were running and doing something.
Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's just
I
kind of
thought it was
me all
a
crazy.
Saturday. It's all confusing.
Yeah, well, they're very active people. They
yes,
go fast.
Oh, yeah.
Much of what we do.
Oh, yeah, baby.
By day.
It's funny to watch the video. I think it's part two of Extra Action at Black Christmas.
Mm.
And Ina was slathering...
salad dressing.
Salad dressing on me. And why? It started to burn.
Well, you didn't have any lettuce handy.
Burn the salad dressing. Probably because she's a temptress.
It's the vinegar.
Probably, yeah, because it's got vinegar and
I think it's the
chipotle
of the temptress.
Probably had some chipotle in there. Some chipotle.
Chipotle, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that stuff, right. It's in gas, too.
Yeah. And I just now went to Hesiod. It was there. And I'm going to Serpent X, and it's there. Now, Serpent X hasn't been updated in a long, long time.
Years.
Since early 2008. But it does have some archives of old stuff in there. I see the archives are still there. The archives go back to 2003. So you can still get to... it was Little Caller who brought
Footsteps
that to my attention.
Of
the she
giant
thought that...
Juggernaut.
That
stomping over
matrix.cusustan.edu /negativ/NEGATIV/. You might have to capitalize the N. Maybe that's what it is. If you don't cap, maybe the N is case sensitive. So sometimes, you know, some websites are that way. You have to do the special tricky thing, or you can't get there the normal.
Very tricky.
The normal way that regular everyday.
The Davy normal way.
People, you know, and the average is way, way low. It's skewed to the bottom.
An elitist's perspective.
Sure. Well, okay, I could say it's skewed to the top, but would that make me the...
No, that would make you the cream that rose to the top of the milk
bowl. It's skewed to the top. The average definitely is set really, 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 really high.
And you can slip the paper cover off.
That means we're all in it together,
stick your thumb in there for a bit
all
of
in
a
it together.
Swirl it around.
The average was really high.
I didn't sign up for this.
That means there's not as much skewness, and we're all...
That was one of the things I loved in the Navy was you being something.
It'll make a mess.
Something up to your neck.
As a measure of simple
somebody around you would always say, well, you volunteered.
And
it was always that moment of like, I know, I volunteered for this, and now I'm over here in this. You
and
see,
that's
there's
not
a difference.
What I volunteered for.
Exactly.
But
they never understood that nuance.
Well, the center of world Christianity was in the 7th century. I would not have said
that. Where's
the
center now, would you say?
Well, I would not say
that's the important thing.
Constantinople. That is what I would
say.
So
where's
said,
the center now of
now
world
now I believe the correct answer to be
you think it's still
Mesopotamia.
In the Vatican?
Yes, you heard me right. Mesopotamia.
I think it's clustered in Washington, D.C.
Spooky music.
It's no longer called Christianity.
You know who could save us right now?
St. Augustine was North
African.
To this day, there is a Coptic church in Egypt and a Syrian church in India. Christianity traveled along the Silk Route, and the Nestorian missionaries arrived in Xi'an to establish a bishopric in China at the end of the 7th century.
You're all churchy, man. What's your churchiosity about?
Nomo.
You know, you can always just go to the KPFA.
There were dozens of archbishoprics.
I talking about the aliens. I think we should be talking about
at the time of the Islamic
how you guys
expansion.
Meet the aliens. Oh, sorry. I'll
the Nestorian patriarch
at
one time guided far more communicants than either the Pope at Rome or the Orthodox patriarch at Constantinople.
Hasn't been updated since January 2nd.
Yeah, that's what the
Syriac
that's what
was for centuries. It's far more important listener, than either Latin or Greek
to.
As the language
so
of world Christianity.
Now, don't forget, we haven't been on since January
and
2nd.
And played a vital part in the preservation of Greek learning and...
January 23rd or something.
Egyptian and Asian churches flourished for hundreds
that's
of years.
That's weird.
After the beginning
but
of
I
the
But I listened to those last shows. Where'd I get them? I thought I downloaded them.
Philo was talking about dates and stuff, and I'm like, you're a monster.
I think they're actually
followers
there.
Of the Nestorian
you know how
faith
to get the theme,
early on
get
labeled
the theme,
heretics by the Byzantine
on
patriarchs.
Links on
and it is easy for us to fall into the error of repeating heretical with inconsequential.
Card house? That makes sense, doesn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
But you
the
could,
very
you could have the files up there on the
server.
But there's no links to them on the HTML page.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's a podcast feed set up, the podcast feed's going to go find them because it expects just to find them on the server based on
churches.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It doesn't, you don't have to have an HTML page.
Under the relentless expansion of Islam.
What I'm saying
churches
is, though, even though you may be a user that's going out
to
the web page to find your specific
Syriac
file,
scriptures and works of theology were
evidence of it being there or not being there is
burned.
Not disproven
Christianity
by the,
became an almost
the,
exclusively European.
Well, that's correct, but you want it to be as convenient
Asian
as possible, right? And you
absolutely
allowed to be forgotten.
I'm in full agreement. It should be. It should be convenient, and
it should be there. It should be labeled and labeled. Oh,
and
on
there's
it,
no link at all.
So remember, instead of enshrining Constantinople as the head of Christianity in the 7th century,
or can be
instead
orange,
consider
or
Mesopotamia
as a
podcast possible cradle
to there.
Of the
in fact,
enduring
I'm going to
faith.
That location on Hesiod.
The moon
now.
Of Muhammad arose
called,
in Itchel set.
Hesiod.
As well blazoned on heaven's immortal moon. The cross leads generations.
And there's a
on.
Podcast feed. Try dragging podcast. This into your podcast software and then refresh your podcast software. And I believe you'll find that those other January shows are there.
As
they
the
really
radiant
there,
shapes
actually.
Of sleep.
They're not
from
lost
one whose dreams are paradise.
It's just a tricky, weird little thing that you'd have
when the
to
fond
know.
Wretch wakes.
And it shouldn't be that way. It's just a
and day looks on.
In fact, we're
going to
take the guy
eyes.
That normally updates that, and we're going to see if we can bring charges and have
serious criminal charges.
Find a victim,
not just charges,
alone.
But
serious internet criminal charges.
Internet, yes. That's
and we're
going
to try to find a victim
criminal.
That's been victimized by this situation.
Well, howdy,
and has
duty.
Been the
was
least
such
bit offended or put out in any way.
He was offended,
and then we're
going to
find a multi-million-dollar judge that will
the
award something to him.
Puppet
and we'll get
around
our 20%
share. Heidi, Buffalo Bob,
we'll get
Chief
some class action lawsuit
Fudden.
Going. I think is what we're looking at here.
He had more than 40 black and white.
Each person will get $2.98.
Buffalo Bob Smith, and then you may remember Clarabelle the Clown, A.K.A. Hank Keesham, TV's beloved Captain Kangaroo. Yes, it's all true, and the true salacious sensual story of
Bob Keesham,
Mr. Green Jeans, or even worse,
Hank Keesham.
No, not now. Don't get the creator of Dennis the Menace mixed up with this.
That's Hank Ketchum.
Hank Ketchum. Yes,
I'm talking about Bob Keesham.
Odds bodkins.
Bob
Keesham. Yes.
Bob Keesham was Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo. And also, he was Clarabelle the Clown on the Howdy Doody show run by Mr. Doody.
I got 5 episodes of Howdy Doody.
Remember Flub-a-Dub? Flub-a-Dub. And then there was this weird vehicle that they traveled in that could fly that was part steam engine. And do you remember that thing?
It was kind of a truck.
Yeah, it was like a truck, airplane, train,
truck,
boat.
Airplane, train,
a combination
boat.
Of all modes of travel, but it could fly.
Like Thunderbird's Argo.
It was a creation from different animals, like Flub-a-Dub, only in the case of them being vehicles, you have to understand.
Yeah, I think he's just, okay, I'm going to see that.
Oh, I can't believe it.
As long as you're
right
checking
now.
That.
But apparently there's one person that could call 8-4-8-4-5 and 5-10-8-4. Did I see that too quickly? I'm sorry.
He's off to make a sunshine cake.
That's your cue.
It does more good than a big, thick steak.
Try that podcast link. I think you'll like it.
Podcasting for
Jesus.
Yeah, don't
listen to the live show. Just turn off your radio right now and go to the podcast link.
It's better.
We're
going to
go to sleep now.
Secret message from the Knight Templars will be released.
Even with all the delays and
various
overlaps.
These will be presented in the form of a code.
Every version.
Philo says that, so it has to happen now.
Listen to the weekly version, the weekly mono version, the weekly stereo version, the weekly
edited version. The illegal ham channel.
The illegal ham channel. There's a couple of them, and there's one of them that rebroadcasts. I think they're in British Columbia somewhere. You've seen there, Alaska. Can't remember. It's up there. Somewhere
tonight,
in
there's
the
a server in China and one in Russia that's picking us up.
Oh, yeah.
And what somebody are they in doing Spain, over there? Somebody in France, somebody in Israel.
Hey, I don't think I can get to that link from here.
Oh, yeah, not
get
from
to
there, right?
What?
I think I have to be on that machine. Because that is a secure location.
You can see the little guard.
Tell that guy to be quiet. You know, the dogs are getting upset.
He's arguing with all the listeners.
Besides, it takes, you know, that's what we brought the dwarf for.
Apparently somebody who called the show wants
hand me the pliers.
Come in and stop the show.
Oh, who wants to stop the show? That's all a bunch of hooey.
Ah,
nobody wants to shoot the show.
Show's over for
that's,
them.
That
old somebody
right
was
stop.
There. They
that's
wouldn't
sound
talk.
Effect number 2019.
Can you call back, caller, you lurker, you? We're going to really chastise you for just
the lurker
around,
at the threshold.
Anything.
The thing on the doorstep.
You think this is funny? You think this is we do this because
the
we
color
like
out
to do
of
it?
Space.
You think it's
the
because we have the bully
time.
Pulpit and we can say whatever
the
we
dumb
want
witch
and it goes out all over?
The dreams
within reason.
The
we actually
house.
Have a big red book here that
the
we have to follow the precepts of.
Man.
And if we're caught in violation,
the horror at Red Hook.
We can be severely, wow. severely mutilated and flagellated within the very bounds of human decency, not to mention the
shadow out of time
on human behavior
at
and
the
mountains recommended
of
torture madness. Techniques for my new
mom gets rapid relief from new joint pill that
and
works
that
in just
happen.
3 days. Just released clinical study says
that
new pill
happen.
Works
no.
600%
Hello.
Times
caller.
Faster
go ahead.
Than
go ahead, caller.
Ordinary goofballs.
You're on.
I like the little crackly.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, hey,
hey.
Hey,
hey, hey.
That's the kind of caller we have.
Doug?
They make hay while the sun shines.
Hey. Go, man, go. What's
Fire
your... On? Say your show. Say your do. Do your say,
How?
Man. Go. You're on. You're,
he's
in, you're going out live.
He's
side of the
got
planet.
Something to tell us.
So it's a delay.
You're
but
going out live, but so far you're not sounding really good. And you're really kind of like bombing. You're bombing, man.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Not only you're on, you're like, you're really, really
I
sounding
have a crouton
goofy
torpedo.
Now.
I have a question. It's really been bothering me.
Oh, well, we're sorry you've been bothered, bemused, and bewildered, but what was that question?
Here it comes.
Any moment now. See, there's a delay
right.
between
yeah,
his
Yeah, see, you can't listen to the delay and the
there's
phone.
There's a delay between his space
Otherwise,
and our
Otherwise, you've got to understand we have an
it's
audience out there, and they get bored.
Cartoons, you know.
Cartoons.
Everyone loves
okay, now,
cartoons.
Everybody listen to the phone.
Cartoons.
Don't listen to the radio.
Listen to the echo.
What
Don't
would your
listen to the phone, not the
cartoon
radio.
Question be?
Listen to the show, not the radio.
How
See,
about
he's
that?
Still listening Here to the
it
radio.
It's this cartoon I saw a long time ago when I was
mm-hmm.
a kid, and I can't get it out of my
uh-huh.
head.
Can't get it
oh,
out
okay,
of your
me
head.
Either. I can't get it out of my head.
This
I don't even know
what
it is.
This cartoon plays continuously in your cranium, you say. You can't get it out of your head. Well, what
so,
happens in it? Describe it. I could perhaps tell you how to exorcise it.
Yeah, how can you get it out? What is it?
It involved Porky Pig. I know that.
Yeah?
Porky and Wacky Land.
That's what I was thinking.
Was
there
it?
Was
the answer's Porky and Wacky Land.
Assembly line. In which he gets caught.
All right. The cartoon you're
Either
talking about is...
Either he's being punished or...
The cartoon
somehow
you're referring to is...
Somehow he stumbles into this food assembly line.
No, it's not a food
and he's
assembly
spanked,
line.
And he's slapped.
No, you see, it's a baby assembly line. The cartoon you're talking about is called...
Why, it's horrible.
...is called Baby Bottleneck.
Poor Porky Pig.
Porky Pig and Daffy Duck work in the baby factory. And they are in charge of the machinery, and it gets all fouled up, and they get in the assembly line, and they
I
get...
want to know, was that a real cartoon, or
yes.
am I just
yeah,
it's called Baby
imagining
Bottleneck.
He just answered that,
it's
but you're not
directed
listening.
Directed by Robert Clampett.
You are not listening
1945.
To the answer, sir. You must listen,
Baby's bottleneck.
That's all I want to know. If you can answer that question,
it might happen someday.
We already answered
Thank
it.
Thank you.
It's baby bottleneck.
Taxi Bob out.
See, Taxi Bob, there's a perfect example. Taxi Bob was not listening to the phone.
We had the answer, but.
We were telling him in the phone, and he wasn't listening to the phone.
How many times do you have to say baby bottleneck?
Taxi Bob did exactly the right thing.
He did the right thing.
We didn't ask about the right thing. We were just. Did we say he did the wrong thing? Did I say that? I didn't mean to say imply that what he did
Bob
was
Clampett
wrong.
Bob Clampett made a lot of great cartoons.
No one ever does.
I just think his
wrong.
Communication.
Taxi Bob calls the show.
If he was expecting a more
baby bottleneck,
two
was just
to two,
one of them.
I mean one on one or whatever. If it was supposed to be a real time communication,
and
there was
I
something lacking.
It was one way.
There was,
it was one way. That's how the show works. Everything
Actually,
comes
I was
in.
At with your daughter the other night on size.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got her going.
Sigh.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
To concentrate on where to put those sighs for maximum effect. Caller, that's your cue.
Good.
All right, caller. Are you still lurking around at the bottom of the sound well?
Yeah.
He's as quiet
Somebody's
as a mouse
in that
down
sound
there.
Well. I think it's Michael Pepe.
Rattling around there in the straw. Do you think it would be Michael Pepe?
Yeah, he's really, yeah.
Well, you know, there's a spotlight on Nancy Pelosi as Congress battles it out over the stimulus plan.
Did you see that visit to Michael Pepe's apartment on YouTube? Yeah, caller. I was talking about the visit to Michael Pepe's apartment on YouTube.
Why did they give you two versions?
Did you put it up there?
Not yet, but I might. If he doesn't call right now. We will hold your apartment hostage.
You can't call the show if you're listening on the radio. You have to be listening on the phone. Because if you call the show and you try to listen on the radio,
it's like
and you cause this huge delay because what you say in the phone doesn't happen on the radio for like 15 or 20 seconds.
Oh, God.
That makes the audience really bored. They don't like that. And when you do that, and you call up and you interact with the show that way, it makes for really dumb-sounding radio.
Dumb radio.
We don't want dumb radio.
And this show has a higher standard. This show people expect the most highest standardest, bestest kind of showiest thing about this show.
It's a cool show. People like it.
They don't want to have delays. No, they want to have three or four voices talking on top of each other about different things at the same time.
Like Og, China, the guy in Hawaii.
So, you can't interact with the show if you're not willing to follow the flow.
Well,
as long as you say it like that, I guess it works. But how come nobody in Papua New Guinea listens, or Peru, or Bolivia? We would have had a listener in Bolivia a long time ago.
They have to listen to the podcast, yes.
We haven't had any listeners in Bolivia. I mean, maybe they've closed down the internet there.
How about that 3 a.m. phone call?
Could be. They closed down the internet servers.
They closed down the internet servers until they figure out what to do with all that lithium out there.
Yeah.
They hold all the lithium everybody wants.
In Bolivia?
Well, lithium?
There's okay in China, and there's okay...
Or did
you mean lithium, the
future. Lithium, Mr. Future,
but
the battery.
But it's not lithium, the pill you take to make you feel better.
Same stuff.
It is?
But it's also the Honda car that all these people are like, we need that.
Lithia.
They have all the deposits. Lithium stuff. Yeah. They last for years and years. Until the end of all time.
All time and as large as space.
And what is time?
Even such is
besides
time
just a thing to keep everything from not happening at the same time.
Our joys.
That's what
are
we use
all
time
we
for,
have.
Right? It keeps
and
everything
us,
in its own little
but
separate
with earth
area
and
instead
dust.
Of all colliding in the same point. And
who in the dark and silent
they
grave,
are, like, banging
when
heads,
we have
like
wandered all our ways, shuts
the
up
sky.
The stories of our days.
Yeah, they're going to shoot at the Throne of Pentacles. That's where they shot all the exterior scenes for Lost in Space, was at Throne of Pinnacles. Probably many other movies.
Oh, really? Well,
it looks sort of...
friendly and familiar, because you've seen it so many times.
Actually, that's what we were talking about at your show, I think. The
The Vasquez Rocks.
Yes, Vasquez Rocks, which to me, Alabama Hills is actually the place like that to me. Vasquez, I'm sure, is so deep in the subconscious of any TV watcher that you don't even see it anymore. But Alabama Hills, I actually see, and oh, that's old movie road, and oh, got sold by the summit, and oh. It's in every movie, just somewhere in there, except movies in the Pacific about Japanese soldiers. No use for desert there. But everybody else uses desert at one point or another, because the Greeks and the Egyptians and the aliens and the everybody.
You know, those weird rock formations add a certain psychology to them.
Interesting thing about lithium, it has to be stored under oil, because it's so highly corrosive that when it contacts with air, it instantly starts to tarnish. And it's highly flammable because of that.
That's why Captain Kirk has a lot of it.
But it's under standard conditions. It's the lightest metal and the least dense solid element.
Star Trek has Love Boat.
Due to its high reactivity, it only appears naturally on Earth. In the form of compounds. And these aren't like those kind of compounds where your family stays on
Escape
the weekend.
From Colditz Castle.
These are castle structures where the most evil activities.
Under the very eyes of the guards, we had dug the tunnel for 120 yards.
Ilsa.
Although the Krauts had put vibrational listening machines in the ground, we'd foxed them by having our lads leap over the vaulting horse in a mock exercise to let Jerry have his suspicions allayed.
Evil Nazis.
And up to now it had worked. But Obergruppenführer.
Obergruppenführer.
Kirsteiner noticed that there was something funny going on.
And that's not funny in a funny way. It's funny in a scary way.
What's all this stuff? It's all together in one giant
one Star
movie.
Trek movie.
It would be a good one, I think. I'd enjoy it.
Like this.
What? What's that?
It's Herr Kirsteiner's movie.
Now, you saw the movie, right? You did.
Yes, I did.
It had Chick with the Three Boobs in it.
I missed it.
Did you see that?
Yes, I saw her in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're all guest stars on Star Trek as Love Boat. This guy does the straight theme of the show and then drops in little thematic changes. Star Trek as everything, so his... But the Love Boat one's wonderful because it's sort of like washed up science fiction stars. It's on YouTube, man. But you know, this show is would never stoop low enough to play YouTube on the air or anything.
No, that would be a violation of the long trust and goodwill that we've had with our listeners going back to the earliest times.
Yeah, before they were born.
Primitive man cowered behind campfires.
Amazing.
Keeping
when young
them
moms
from
used to put their
the giant prowling
the show
night
plane
monsters
on their unborn babes so they
glowing
could hear the
eyes
show
were always visible just beyond the circle
I like
of the
those
fire
fades light. Where they used the Star Trek Enterprise to fade across the screen where those are good. But it still doesn't change the fact that lithium possesses a low coefficient of thermal expansion, the highest specific heat capacity of any solid element.
I like tungsten.
That's why
you want a solid
so
element,
much.
You
and
can't
Bolivia's
do better
really
than tungsten.
No kidding.
They're undergoing a difficult time trying to figure out exactly how they're going to do that.
But we'll cover tungsten next week. This is lithium's week to shine.
Yeah. So everybody
lithium
get up and
does
take
shine.
Your lithium pills.
If you cut into the oil-covered lithium with a knife, you would see a beautiful, shiny metal which instantly corrodes in front of
bad.
Your eyes.
Stop
and turns
cutting
into a black
it, then.
Tarnish.
Hot tarnish.
How much, man? How much for the hot tarnish?
Carve out a unique niche for yourself that no one else has tried in the lithium.
For?
Lithium has about half the density of water, giving solid sticks of lithium metal the odd heft of a light to medium wood, such as pine.
Pine?
Right.
For
the
you,
metal
I
floats
pine.
In hydrocarbons.
For you, I balsam.
Martin? Is that you?
Martin? Martin?
Oh, this is the sad part. Actually, I just was given a special on the Valkyrie thing. It's fun, and the opening shot is from was shot in.
It's like the North Johnson African campaign.
Yeah, and they're shooting in a place called the Johnson Recreational Area, that is near a friend's house near Victorville. And so you can see in the back of the shot, you can see the Sierras, and I don't know, man.
Or is that named after?
But I thought how cool that would have been to go
Johnson.
Out there, and there'd be fields of fake, or maybe real or copy German vehicles and krauts walking around and stuff and generals, and it's actually very tight shooting, so it's a pretty small area they're shooting.
Sounds pretty.
But it
would have
been fun to stumble on that, as I did once in Concord. I was running around.
Well, did they make any blunders?
I stumbled on a company of German soldiers.
Any howlers? Any blunders that you saw?
Howlers, screamers, jackers? And
No. They cleaned stuff up. Like General Beck's death was an extremely messy affair. And
did they use the red lithium?
Because it's Terrence Stamp, it just kind of occurs in one bullet.
Do they clean it up with fire?
But it's pretty good. I think if you don't know anything about it, it's probably an entertaining action movie.
Huh, okay. I don't even know the name of it. I'm going to watch it. Well, this is the one we were talking about.
I was mystified
right?
by. They said there were 15 attempts on Hitler's life at the end of the movie, and I know there are a lot more than that. And then there are some number more that we'll never really know beyond that, because
we'll
the SS found them beforehand, and where it was able to. Yeah, they didn't want to publicize that kind of thing, of course.
Nah.
But I have a couple.
Whoever they are.
I love all that stuff of the early days of the.
Them and those and they.
The security apparatus around the old guy, it was kind of like. Just kind of Sepp Dietrich and those guys had their pretty good thing going for a while. It was fun. We had to go get vegetarian dinners.
Sepp Dietrich was the Boba Fett of the Nazi party.
Yeah. So he gets to wear the cool helmet. Patink!
He was supposed to be such a cool Nazi, and he actually just turned out to be a putz like the rest of them.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah, well.
He doesn't get his movie.
Were you there when we had the Nazi show up at X Day?
A Nazi showed up at it? Mean like not just
a brown
Kirk
shirt Nazi? No, brown shirt Nazi with a mustache and
singing
the songs and being like really confrontive to all the other subjects.
And he's marching around.
Remember that guy?
I wasn't there, but I remember seeing some of that on tape and Doug talking about it, just how weird it was.
Well, why did he come?
Because he reminded me of when we did the Stone Show. There was a. Jerry Jeff Caller showed up with
oh my god.
Was it a Bob?
He just thought he would be contrary.
And he had an M16. It was in the days when in the 80s, when you could walk around. Of course, the cop stopped him, but nobody, it wasn't like now.
That cop stopped him.
There
it wasn't like now. They would stop you, and then they'd shoot you with your own gun. Then they'd throw it back on you, fire a couple of their shots around and say, hey, he shot himself with his own gun. He knew he was going to get him.
Everybody's so scared of the tourists in town.
Yeah, the Beantown tourists.
They could
Bean
be Klingon.
Town?
Could be Klingon. Is that what you said?
Could be Klingon.
Klingon infiltration has been pretty heavy in the area.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my email here.
Now, you were persuaded by the Barbara Streisand endorsement to change your vote to support the Plug Uglican Party. Then,
the Plug Uglican.
26% of churchgoers who couldn't understand the words of J.R. Bob Dobbs and how he could pal around with a terrorist minister who hates all of America. Instead of just its gays, feminists, and liberals.
It's an equal opportunity hatred.
Oh, well, okay, just a minute, hold on, all right, okay, fine, sure.
It's an IBM, that's why it plays this song. I'm trying to get it to, kind of find where to turn this on.
Computer, eh?
How about those aliens?
Yeah, how about those aliens? They'll start you up.
What about that Overman guy? Who is that Overman guy?
He won't say his name in public, but I understand the transformation is painful. Causes a lot of pain. So you don't see him do it too often, and when he does, he stays that way for a while.
Well, no, I don't know if that's going to be the end of the world. It's not a deal breaker, you know. Let's just allow a little bit to go haywire and keep the big picture under control, shall we?
You have copies of the big picture? I wonder if that's on DVD. Remember the big picture? It was the Army version
with
of
Kevin Bacon? No.
Maybe. No, the,
oh, it was like newsreel footage at the movie.
The 20th Century.
Yeah.
And what was the Navy one? Victory at Sea. And
Victory
a big picture.
Sea,
Sunday morning.
Big picture, yeah. I
when
love
nobody
that
was
stuff.
Up. Yeah. And I was glued to the TV watching all that old footage. And over the years, I've picked up some neat copies of jazz versions of Victory at Sea and school band versions. I love the school albums that they make. Your senior year when the student orchestra cuts a record in some places in the world. And they're always awful, and they're always clean.
I have a bunch of those because I collect those.
Yeah, I mean, if
you ever want any, let me know. You have the Dondero. Those Dondero high school.
Dondero.
They published like three or four albums of stuff.
Don Diego and the Vega.
The same band guys.
Dondero from where? What state?
I think they were from Illinois or somewhere like
Michigan.
That. Michigan, is that where it is?
Yeah.
Do you have some of that stuff?
No. I used to be in the high school that was right next to Dondero.
Oh, you did?
And that was, you know, it was like
that
during
was
the football
thing,
games, that was the big rivalry.
The singing choirs?
No. Just the high schools.
But were they known locally for being the singing choir thing?
You know, I don't recall.
Because they got to be like cult status to collectors.
Did not know
for
that.
For their versions of pop tunes
nice.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Their version of, I think it's, what was it? It was like Light My Fire or one of them. No, I have to figure it out. One of them is like, it's got, everybody does a solo in it.
Yeah.
And so it's got like 45 solos. It is amazing.
All right.
It is just, they keep vamping on the same thing
right.
while everybody goes to their solo. And it's just, it's just totally amazing. Huh. I'll find it.
All right.
Yeah, Dondero. I discovered them on Comfort Stand Records, which was a site out there. I think Comfort Stand is, they're not in business anymore, but they were publishers of, free publishers for people's independent artists. They published their music, their, you know, there's a lot of sites out there that do that, and it's harder for individuals to do that, take that approach now, but because so many places like MySpace that will host your music for free.
MySpace? Oh, MySpace.
So it gets to be where that's the easiest method of distribution. It's the most readily available. And so those other... But Comfort Stand also, I think they were associated with Ubu Web and Otis Fodder. Otis Fodder did the 365 Days project.
Oh, this is so hard to keep track of.
Part of the 365 Days project.
There's no quiz on this.
A few songs by Dondero High
School.
Well,
I was
going
to borrow
your notes. That's where the 365 Days project was talked about a lot.
I just tape all the classes, but I don't actually ever listen to the tapes.
Why
are we saying tapes? What kind of world is this?
Hey, well, you know, it's your fault, man. I wouldn't have made a tape until I met you.
What's a tape?
What is a tape?
It's a talk.
It's a defunct form of media transmission.
Talk? How do you say that?
It's a defunct form of media transmission. Hey, next week, can I plug my laptop into the
plugs right into this special adapter?
Things, too.
Yeah.
I like it. Just like a nuclear bomb. That's what the show is. It's kind of like a nuclear bomb in your mind. It just blows up. But you should listen to the intros. If you take the intros and you just listen to like 45 intros in a row, like a year's worth of intros, you have to drive across the country to do it. And it will expand your mind.
Listen to the yell of Leopold's ghost, burning in hell for his hand-maimed host. Hear how the demons chuckle and yell, cutting his hands off down in hell. And this is how cement is made, with a giant machine like this one. These trucks churn night and day to lay the streets in our cities, create the foundations of giant buildings, and the base for the pylons that support huge bridges.
Nice show, 419.
Is it nice, really? Well, that's what people get for tuning in to the Puzzling Evidence Show. They get nice programming you'd like to take home to mother.
It's Star Trek as the A-Team.
That's an amazing concept.
What is a Huckbone? That's the guy that does all that stuff.
I like the Norwegian wood Mission Impossible best.
The audio, yeah.
I've ever heard.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing mixes, people. Mashups, that's sort of the word I was looking for.
The Monster Mashup. Oh, well, I guess it's time for Canine Antics on the Dog Channel. Is this the cave of the trolls here? I'm just unsure of this underground labyrinth, but I'll find my way.
It's the part where the gang goes crazy.
I'm with you now. I'm up to speed on the...
We're with you, Bill.
I'm up to speed on the place.
Oh, sorry, caller. You know what that is? It's an automatic system that will hang up on you. So if you want to call, there you go. Yeah, that's what people don't realize. There, I think it's after 15 rings or something.
It'll gang up.
The system will
hang up.
Simply kill you. So
you just have to call back because we just aren't watching the board enough. Bored with the board.
Yes.
They don't call it a board for nothing.
Be in effect. Go with a late pass.
Carl Butkus.
You got a late
interview.
Pass?
Step.
Are you listening on the phone or are you listening on the radio?
He's got strep.
It's called a radio phone. Radio telephone. RTO. Radio telephone operator. That's the one you want to hit first because then they can't talk.
Am I talking to anyone?
Yeah, you're talking. Can you not hear us?
Are you talking?
Oh, wait a minute.
Is it working?
Something,
keep talking.
Maybe that's why the other guy didn't. He can't hear us.
There's a gap. Can you hear us?
Test, test, test. Check, chicka, chicka. Hello?
There's a delay. We
Hello?
Do hear
can you. Hear
you.
Us?
Can you hear us?
Do you know what the show is?
We're not.
I can't hear you except for on a delay.
We are on a delay.
Okay,
you have
so that explains. Oh, I'm sorry. What
that's
I said
why you
about
hear everybody at once because the delay tilts the signal and everybody rushes
but he
to
can't
that
hear
end
hear
of the
on the
signal.
Phone. What are you doing on the
but
phone?
But don't
is there
worry.
Some button
you can still talk to us. Just wait a few seconds for the delay.
Yeah, you're talking to us in the past.
Now, throw open the conversation. Any topic is acceptable. Just as long as the delay
is
taken into account. USA Today delay.
in the kitchen making sandwiches. And, but and if you listen to his radio, you'll hear us for a second in sandwich.
Oh, you did it. Yeah. The play button.
That's right.
Not talking to this. There's no audio coming out.
Is that what?
Telephone.
Hold your phone
funnel.
Oh, you talk directly to him?
Caller. Talking into a phone. What is this? Stuff from the button.
Yeah.
So, no one's hearing anything either. Hearing nothing. Anything.
We'll try that reach around technique.
Oh, but no one else is hearing us talk.
Okay, now I can hear you. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, hear us. You must make accommodation for the delay.
Buzzing up his shot.
Good.
I want some wings.
I
want a die or two.
You want a die too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I can hear you on the phone for some reason, so I plug in my
So
ear.
We don't know
Well, you can hear us. You and everybody else.
Attention, listeners, I can hear
you. I feel like I'm underwater.
The taxi driver.
And it's hard to drive a cab underwater, let me assure you. And the delay just came off, went off.
Wow.
What?
Your delay is off.
Underwater is one of the things you got to do on the show, heading towards 5 a.m., you know, it's what you got to do.
Weird.
Yeah, no, you got to do what you got to do, and this is what I'm doing right now.
If you're in this man's cab right now, get out.
Have you ever thought about not doing what you got to do?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Nobody listens.
Just don't do what you gotta do.
When the monster is about to eat the girl,
no, it's irresponsible.
You can yell.
Yeah,
nobody
well, you
listens.
You can't really fight that. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Not necessarily. You gotta do what you kind of want to do.
You stay here. I'll go for help.
You might do what you want to do. How about that one? That works sometimes.
Is that really true?
You might
well, also means without checking, you can bet that your flashlight battery is about two thirds of the way down to the bottom.
We got a delay.
Just when somebody
says
that.
Yeah, you guys want me to bring you some right now? Are you guys getting
a moment ago? It was 3 in the afternoon. As soon as they say it,
we are going to go get the donuts. At the
so you've got 6 or 7 hours of hell before you die.
There
at
is a magic donut shop.
Which is
only
4 minutes from where
it's Dream Fluff Girl
after
Donuts.
There's a little window that it's there for, and then it's gone again.
That's the window we meet with law enforcement then.
Like 3 a.m., so, like, is that because, like, he gets up at 3 a.m.? Like, yeah. I want to know that.
That's why he never finds it. He doesn't have the patience.
Scoop here, you know, like,
who gets up at 3 a.m.?
I want to know behind the music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's almost like you have to drink coffee.
We all gripe about each other.
That.
And sure. Talk about, oh man, I couldn't believe what he said.
You need a donut. You need to eat a donut to find this donut.
Oh
shop.
Man, I had too much of that donut.
Okay,
that
you are
show
what
went.
You eat.
I can almost
yes, we served a special towering donut cake at the last episode
man,
of the
you know
Dr.
What?
Howell Show.
Quit talking about donuts already. This early. I'm making my stomach like go really.
I hear
goes
you.
Into
you
hunger
you're
mode.
Delayed, and I'm delayed. And we're both on Reaper.
Yeah, that's what. You know, I guess that's the joys of censorship, in as much that, you know, it's at least a little technically weird and kind of interesting.
The show is actually pretty funny when it's broken. You know, when you guys drop it, crack a corner or two. It's more amusing that way.
See, I want to respond to that, but I had two different versions on a 2-second delay, and it threw me off. I just blew it. I lost the script for the show. What the beep. What's going on?
See, you'll forget what you were about to say because you're hearing what you already just said.
Right. It's like I'm on a stupid, like, drug trip, even though, you know, I don't want to be. But, Janet Jackson's nipple is causing me to dab it.
Given that, I just want to defend the movie Killing Zoe.
Hey,
hey, where'd this come from?
Rocky and Molly.
They were at the store, then they suddenly weren't.
And like, what is it?
They suddenly were in the car, driving around with me, and I was talking to them.
A giant donut ski.
Have you built one?
No, I have one. But I just, when you said that, I thought, you know.
I'll have a piece.
The sugar arrived at the show this time rather than
everything can be.
You can prove it. Hold on, it just makes me sick.
Afterwards, and do you know it's true?
We can chew the coffee.
So those guys are just talking on the on their own show now.
There's two shows.
We have the callers.
But the movie does.
Callers are entertaining. Are we using the callers?
Yeah,
we just got lazy.
People are all.
We're just using.
We're letting the callers be us. For
soon, we'll just have a robot taking care of all this.
Well, there are definitely.
We don't have to come in.
A robot.
I'm not on anything.
We'll still get lazy,
but they're on. They're on my band.
Yeah, Cardell's robot. There's some sugary item here.
We'll still get paid the same, though, whether we do the show or not.
It's like driving a cab underwater.
That's the important thing. We should. They can't really hold your pay.
We're still driving a cab underwater?
Have one of those?
Yeah.
No, it's starting to dry out a little bit.
Two of those. They can't hold your pay, though.
Because what happens if you don't hold your pay?
That's the land. It's holding back.
No, I'm saying the show can't hold our pay if we don't show up.
Yeah.
We have robots.
Yeah,
driving.
Withholding like show tax. Rain just pouring into the.
No, I think it's a little longer now. Feels like 5 seconds.
But I gotta get
really long.
Yeah, well, it's training. You know,
why is it
super long?
We're gonna wait here.
Because Don Joyce doesn't freak the button. Don Joyce doesn't freak the button. He's worried about interrupting his program.
No, yeah, well,
us too.
We're worried about that too. The content provider as opposed to the listener.
But we worry about us interrupting our own program, not you interrupting it.
Right. You've never interrupted us.
It's almost as if you were in, like,
you don't even exist.
Only we can interrupt each other.
Man, this is some crazy kind of.
I'd like to interrupt if I could for a second.
Hey, I can't.
I'm sorry.
Let me just give you a little taste of your own.
If I could interrupt.
Yeah, I know. If you could, but.
Conditionally.
If you could, but if you could, then I could. Then everybody else could.
I'm trying to listen to this other show here.
I'll take my answer off the air.
We'd all be doing our own show.
Take your answer off the floor. Oh, well.
Look, he's
on the
floor.
That's the
he's waiting for like, an answer he hasn't asked the question.
And there he goes.
Yet.
Wow, he just blew up. That's not funny. That cab driver just
real
blew up.
The cab driver just ran into a brick wall.
And it's raining and it's sad.
Your mics, like only one of the mics is making it to the caller mix.
That's good. I hope it's mine.
I'm bringing it to the mix.
Just letting you know.
Is it, what about the broadcast mix? That's the one we care about.
Robot isn't there.
Right. Yeah, I can not hear Philo behind you there.
I have nothing right now. I'm not talking to anybody.
You're that sounds like.
But I am talking into
actually a
the
healthy
show,
way
so
to do stuff.
Yeah, you're talking on the show and
talk with us,
you,
not at us.
We can't hear you on
the
phone.
Yeah, I mean the show is. I called up to talk to the show. Not you guys.
Not you guys.
Not now you.
And we're honest in the show.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, wow, what happened?
But we
can talk. You can talk about my speakers, and I can then respond in my phone.
Right.
It'll be exciting. What do you got?
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go.
Let's do some show.
All right,
here we go. Ready?
Go, man.
Bring the show.
Bring it up.
Bring.
Okay. I can't do show without stretching first.
Okay,
stretch.
There we go.
Okay, here we go. I got it.
Okay, I'm stretching too.
I hope your neighbors. Can you turn this up really, really loud so your neighbors wake up?
No, my neighbors are already angry at me over this show.
Really?
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. My neighbors are angry at me over the show.
Because I'm actually broadcasting, I'm rebroadcasting your show over my own personal FM mono transmitter over about half Petaluma out here.
Wow, nice. Hey, the bus is coming up.
The bus is coming up.
Where do you know where you guys are going? Hal will be on there.
Probably donuts, and that feedback is a good sign.
Open the door. We're going to throw a bunch of donuts in there. Once the kids get all lathered up, we'll hose them down.
Man, remember when feedback like this happened all the time?
Yeah, it was
those
like,
are the days.
We used to like,
about
strive for this kind of feedback. We thought we were
now
on
we
an acid trip. Whenever we had feedback like this.
Like,
because in those days, that's all we had was echo. And
like a transformer switch.
It's the dump. Yeah.
Now you got video.
Now
you
got video.
You
got
to
echo on your video.
And dump it. But, you know, that's what has to happen.
He's a dump button ranger.
You don't, you
the Dumb Button Rangers
got
are
him with that.
An elite group, you know.
Yeah, the Dumb Button Rangers. The Dumb Button Rangers.
He had to get trained by the FCC.
I was a Dumb Button Ranger.
So he could be an expert at just dumping all offensive content such as this.
I've seen that on the side of the show wall.
On the side of the
certificate of... Yes, the Dump Button Ranger certificate.
Dump that button now. Let's go over that again.
Dump Button Ranger certificate is, you know, KBFA should actually talk about that in all the pledge breaks.
Pledge
Maybe
break
what
now.
They should do is start offering a Dump Button Ranger certificate ship for as a prize. For,
I think everyone should get their own dumb button so they can just dump whatever happens in their life that they don't like.
It's kind of like having your own remote control button, you know, where you just fast forward things like that movie, you know. I watched it. Not because it had Adam Sandler in it, but because it had Christopher
Which movie?
In it. Click. Remember that? Did you see that? Card House?
Click.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was an Adam Sandler movie called Click that had Christopher Walken in it.
Was that the one where he could rewind life? Or
Yeah.
He had a TV remote that would rewind life.
Rewind life or fast forward life.
Or something like that.
And he'd fast forward because he was real bored.
Like 5 minutes or something?
Fast forward.
Two or 3 years, you know. He'd fast forward, and then he'd back up. And
fast forward into
finally,
the past.
He wanted to get rid of it, and Christopher Walken was like a god, you know. He played a god.
Responses are all late. I can't hope to be at all relevant. Oh, wait, am I live now?
Whoever said it would be fair.
Oh, you're live.
No, you're Memorex.
Yeah.
Curtailing execs pay good luck.
I tell you right now, with this lack of pay, I have a tie on that is flying backwards in the wind because of the sound from my stereo system,
no
just like the
MacDell
guy.
On APFA.
Hey, I like that. So the sound pressure moving off of those massive woofers is
being
of
undersound.
Yeah, I mean,
tipping over
what,
the martini.
That's what happens when
massive woofers.
DJ's the dumb button. Oh, like DJ Huber.
Do you have to go over the dumb button bridge every night?
The dumb button bridge.
Yeah,
exactly.
The dumb button bridge.
Forget the dumb button.
Yeah, really.
That is just some old beep. And noticing, I'm not.
Now, can you say butthole on
the
radio? Hey, Bill Cosby is not.
Yeah, we can't say Bill Cosby on the radio.
No,
Bill Cosby. Can't say that either.
No, not anymore.
Zitar on
but
the radio.
But he's in town. Oh, well, I guess
you can't say Bill Cosby or Zitar.
I thought he was going to do his show, but I guess I've got to stop talking about Cosby now.
He can breathe without the dump button.
He turned out to be kind of a jerk, Bill Cosby, even though I got like 14 of his records.
Hey, now you're playing us up with
are you being
politically incorrect.
Are you casting aspersion on a Cosby?
A bit.
You being a Cosby?
Well,
are you being judgmental?
He's on that Disney show.
Are you being judgmental or just mental?
Both.
I'm looking forward to the return of the Zombie Bob.
Are you a Facebook or a MySpace?
In the Puzzling Evidence Show.
My
I have no idea. Party over. Oh, wait, no. Someone just came out of my phone. Who is... Oh, AJ. See, this guy... Oh, wait, that's the caller. I can hear the other caller. Here
right,
you
right.
That's crazy.
But that's another
that's
caller.
How we
she calls
be.
All
just
the time.
Oh, is that that...
Like know if you can hear us right now.
I like that lady.
She's
and you know, Don Joy hangs up on her all the time. That's not right.
She is one of our favorite callers.
Yeah, I mean, she's dedicated, and Don Joy's just like, oh, she says non sequiturs. Who cares?
Non sequiturs is what our show is built around.
Exactly. Like, I mean, that should be her name. You guys are getting a weird transmission there.
Our mission is
to we're eating big slathering hunks of
it's
dough
the aliens.
With sugar all over them.
Oh, not the aliens again.
Yeah, whenever those motherships are above our transmitter, it's kind of crazy for the world. But it'll be fine.
Oh, well.
A giant humming,
you got
glowing,
no choice but to let them do their
vibrating disc of the disc men.
This is great. Did you
not
see
the disc man.
The first 100 minutes?
It should be in a cartridge.
No, I didn't see the first 100 minutes of Obama's presidency.
And the first thing he does, he rounds up Michelle and the kids, and he gives a finger to Bush and Cheney and heads to the Oval Office. Did that in the first 2 minutes.
That's out of character, but if it says that, it must be true. Argumentum ad veritundium.
It's got to be true. It's right here in this published magazine.
Yes, there it is written down in words, like the word of God.
That's what we do.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was God.
And I just like mill on like a semi-retarded person who is on a 2 or 3, 4 second mental delay.
And if you're mental delay, you might be interested.
It
in
says
at
minute 26,
right, now we're
he reminded Biden to shut his beep cake hole.
At Dr. Howell
Whoa.
Center for Second
cake
Wednesday.
Hole? Can you say
Keep
that?
Listening to this station,
you can say cake hole.
You'll receive my pro pointers.
It's like your pie hole, only cake.
I mean,
you can eat a pie hole or bite by bite.
That's a hard choice.
It's
whether
up
to
you.
Shut
if you want
pie hole
for
no, no,
last and last,
a
or do you want one
hole,
giant blast,
one choice,
that's really
like, what would
an
you
indication
grow?
Of
would you
what
want
kind
pie?
Of personality
would you grow, or would you,
are you
what?
The pie gobbler?
If it was cake, you know what it would be?
No.
It would be devil's food cake with chocolate, double chocolate
ice. What about
food cake? I'm sorry, was there some other kind of cake?
That's what I mean.
Cake hole to me is
but
no
pie
one.
Is like pie is like fruit. It's like a you know
pie
you can
hole
make
has
pie
a
out of anything.
Sort of a nasty connotation to it.
Yeah, you can make coffee pie. You can make
versus
peanut butter
cake
pie.
Hole.
Really, you could have
coffee
turkey
pie.
Pie. You can make pie in the like, but and then
you,
you stuff
have a
the pie in
cheesecake,
your hole.
But I don't know about a pie
in your gullet.
Imagine
hole.
That. Yeah, a pie that would fit in that hole.
Oh, it fits.
You don't even have to. Shoot.
Well, now there you see, we differ in praxis. You want to
yeah,
make it
a
delicate
wear that
thing.
Most, you want to wear it even
as
when you're asleep.
As delicate as a dragonfly's wing. The way you engulf a pie says worlds about you and your upbringing. And so, take your pie and carefully cut it into equilateral triangles.
My, oh my.
Then, as you
this is
walk carefully with unclothed feet on a steel cable connecting two high skyscrapers, juggle
right, like
the
that one guy.
Pie
that
segment.
This says that
and
it,
the world
it, Obama called Oprah and just put her on hold and just left her there.
Adversity.
Oprah called in?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I put her on hold
Obama
and just left
called
her there.
Oprah
yeah.
called,
you
mean,
gotta wait.
Yeah.
Oprah called Obama, and he just
More
put her on hold.
More stuff about
you know,
Oprah's
she's got to wait until I finish messing with the echo button.
You're not,
the
you're not as powerful as you used to
time
be.
Delay button.
Do you guys know about the secret?
No.
The
no,
secret.
It's
yeah,
not a secret if
secret.
We know about it.
You know, maybe
would
you saw the movie or read the book or saw the television
spend
show.
About
or...
the secret?
Oh, yeah.
Quick
I mean,
about it,
is,
friend.
It just everything. It's just positive thinking and 100% control your own mind, and you just... Create
it's
falderal,
flap,
that?
Doodle,
flat,
and
right?
bunkum. Rubbish.
That's flat.
Balderdash.
That's
by
some
definition,
people's
right?
version of Slack, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a self-empowered version of Slack, and it's quite a cult. It's really taken hold, you know?
Baby
yeah.
bottleneck.
Yeah, when things start to take cold. A hold, that's when I run the other way.
That's when that old man octopus has to he grab you with his
If there's more than three
testicles.
People, it's a conspiracy.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
The conspiracy.
If
now stand up
person,
and take
it's a monopoly.
Like a
if there's
holy
two people,
mackerel slapped across
I've been to
a
the
partnership.
That was like a bagel store somewhere.
But if
a
there's
bagel
three
saurus.
People, it's a conspiracy.
Well, yeah, they put smear on, you know, your bagel.
Oh, that's old Pop Schmear. He's harmless.
If it happens once,
better.
It's just reality. If it happens twice,
woman,
it's a coincidence. If
he's
it happens
one of those,
three times, it's a conspiracy.
You know, his gender
I mean, you
got
know, they,
bent.
Hey, I like my bagels with a Pop Schmear.
Okay.
Pop Schmear. Oh,
yeah.
So
there
cute.
We go. You're ordering beer and pasta. And,
I'm confused.
Don't be confused. There's also hot pop popcorn and a delicious triple thick shake.
Yeah,
I can't
I mean,
wait to get back to my seat and see our feature presentation.
This is really funny.
It looks like pretty funny stuff. Pretty funny.
I mean, I'm impressed, but it's still totally screwed.
He got Michelle to ditch J. Crew and start dressing more like Beyonce.
I guess
he's fast, man.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I'm on the show.
I'm a big company owner.
You're on the show.
Yeah, you're on the show. That's right.
See?
Executive
Welcome
order
to our village.
Authorizing Delta Force to cut Jesse Jackson's
What's
nuts
happening
off.
There?
Oh, they
what
represent the lollipop
okay?
kids.
My other phone's ringing.
Spence cab, please jump out now.
Get out of the cab.
Catch and run for that.
I
play my loud.
Run all the way to the airport.
Take your last look at the sunshiny brook.
See that insidious look on his face?
Leave your briefcase in the cab.
He looks kind of scary.
Well, tell him to bring a six pack next time.
Bring a six pack next time.
We're like on a conference call, you know? This is like
you just don't grow muscles like that.
Like on our conference call.
Hold the conference call out from under your seat and withhold the flotation device.
Okay, now you tell me what to put in there.
Yeah, if I have my energy dome turned on,
you tell me what to put in there
this time. We'll turn on your energy dome.
Turn on the dome light. That should do it.
You've got a bad case. Infestation of turnip termites.
Maybe with a lizard would be better.
And then the Pope says three times if you count the monkey.
They really fuzzed out the microphone when they got off that.
They sure did. They're mutilating their voices.
It just killed the cab guy.
This is weird, man. This is like World of War with no joystick in the middle of the night. Wait, don't say anything.
He thinks the poodle is driving.
Well, that's
and
not
so
right.
This is how that just would be admitted into heaven. The subgenius heaven of his choice.
That's what the dwarf is.
Yes, only a subgenius heaven would have a dog's. Oh, I'm not even going to say it.
So, what's the best way I can get black?
Welcome to subgenius eternity.
What's the best way I can get black?
True.
I'll have to ask you that later, okay?
$30 of your hard-earned money.
You can't be talking about that
on KFA. Earned by the sweat of your blood.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you later because it's you that's asking.
This doesn't work.
It's your slack, right?
Fair enough, brother.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything.
You have to bleep it and bloop it, but...
Are you taking care of your job during these tough times, making sure your boss knows you're a team player?
Step up to big pay.
Yeah, step up to big pay. This is your time
to
brown nose your way to success.
You're the
boss. While everybody else is busy worrying about their job, you could be kissing the boss's brown derriere. Just be agreeable. Laugh at everything the boss says. Be sure to carefully listen, just in case. You know, last night he might be talking about something. Just make sure you laugh at every one of his jokes. You know, he's going to think you're a team player.
He's a bore. An absolute bore. Not at all funny or amusing.
It also helps if they think that you'll go postal if you ever lose your job.
That reminds me,
I have
to pick
up a package. You just walk around the office and say, I don't know what I'd do if I ever lost this job. I probably would come back and blow everybody's
head off with a shotgun.
I feel
crazy and I've got a rifle at home.
Yeah, I'd probably
stop rifling through your home.
Head off with a shotgun.
Stop rummaging through your reticule.
It would be crazy.
If you say that, they'll never fire you. Also, be conscious of your boss's needs. If you're in the men's room and you see your boss using the bathroom, hand him a paper towel and brush any lint that you might see on his jacket off.
No, you can
this
do
shows
that.
Respect, and it's excellent practice if you get fired, and then you can get a job as a men's room attendant.
Wow. Now I ate poison donut and am headed for unconsciousness.
Yep.
Oh, those rocks look awfully sharp down there, and I have
since
no
budgets
way to
will be scrutinized more, embezzle less.
Embezzle
goodbye.
Less.
Right. Well, but they're going to be looking at the budget, so
that's
don't embezzle as much.
Yeah.
Get a lazy.
Try to cut back on your embezzling, and it'll show that you're more sincere to the company.
Yeah.
It's like. It doesn't do any good if you're in government to cut back on the budget. But if you're in business, it does some good to try to cut back on the budget, so you should embezzle less.
It all makes sense somehow when you say it.
You never want to embezzle less if you're in government, though. You always want to embezzle more there.
You can just print more money.
Create a stir.
And embezzle the money that you print.
I don't see what's the problem.
It's mainly, it's not about how much money you print or who you steal from. It's about making sure that it's called embezzlement when you're finished.
Let's do the bezel.
You know, think about it. You know, it's a cool word. You should be proud of it. You should wear it with a badge of pride and honor. It's highly thought of in today's society, particularly in government.
organizations.
It's not called embezzlement there, it's called taxation. And then there's the special contest we're giving next week to the third caller and the fourth caller who get into the kind of battle we've heard tonight. And if you're in the taxi guys, Taxi Bob's car when you call, you get special points. You should look for that guy, the taxi driver in San Francisco. Try to get into his car. He gives discounts, and he knows where all the hot spots are.
Stand by for the show.
Every swinging hot spot.
And he won't puke on you like other cab drivers
will. Tuba City, Arizona.
Swing it, daddy-o.
Greetings,
Gates. Get into a cab and it smells like vomit. You won't find that.
Ralston.
You won't find that in this cab driver's Taxi Bob's cab.
Oh yeah,
that's no fun. You're sitting in it at a movie theater and you didn't know that the guy behind you had just hurled into it. Go into a movie theater. You just want to have fun.
That's why they should give you a flag and you would hold it up high. You know, if you
curled into the seat, you can put a little flag up.
You can put a little flag up, yeah.
So that the next user
everybody knows,
sit
like
there.
To scatter.
That's a bummer.
It's just a little.
Why would you think
a consideration?
That?
Well, a couple of kids will take pills, and when they get there to the
these crazy
midnight
kids out
movie,
on the street,
and they're watching Jimi Hendrix at Rainbow Bridge, and they get a little bit of Hurley kind of feeling in their guts.
Gotta get some.
We're back on the air live. Holy crap.
That
dumb button. Man.
Well, we're here, too.
Plus, we got an executive dump button at Ranger in here.
Yeah, that's right. He's fully certified.
He's getting paid more.
Yeah.
From Paid More at California.
He went to the DeVry Institute.
Of higher learning.
That's right. And he was instructed in dumb... I've seen that in the ads. It's like, you know, veterinary, whatever, and then, you know, dump button specialist he can become. Anyone. All of us, we could all become.
You got to take courses.
It's true. You have to dedicate yourself.
It's not you like to just roll out of high school and, you know,
right.
Get this job.
There ain't no easy run. Right. To be a dumb button specialist extraordinary.
Ain't no free lunch, my friend.
So a priest,
except
a rabbi, an imam, a Buddhist
and
monk,
a
nun, an atheist, an aardvark, a parrot, and a robot walk into a bar together with a dump button.
And they all need a dump button.
The whole object is you carve out a unique niche for yourself that no one else has ever tried.
With consummate skill and craftsmanship, you use old-world carvings, making delicate cuckoo clock-like leaves on every polished finial.
Don't try to resist. It's painful if you try to resist.
Resistance is futile.
Doesn't make sense, and it's inefficient, and we're not going to stand for it.
Also in the news, striking robot workers outside the Cincinnati Corporation show that even robots have their problems.
That kind of thinking can lead to the dark side.
Falling humans and heavy pieces of furniture.
So out of curiosity,
people have made
comes to a close.
Horrible mistakes in
do
the
you,
past.
They
is
have.
Someone waiting there to do the next show and looking at you guys like you're on crack?
Well, there's some antsy people here. They're pointing at their watches and angrily
gesticulating. They want us out of here.
Jumping up and down, pulling their hair out, poking their fingers.
And we've got chairs propped against the chairs.
Silently mining their nostrils.
They can't get in here. Nobody's getting in here.
Nuggets of gold.
It's
we've used up
I
all
tell
the
you,
words.
Ours.
And yet, we don't care. We sit here, nonetheless, like, ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha I'm sorry, were you
right.
saying there was some other choice? That
yeah,
I'm
going to go by
free will. I don't have
yeah.
free will.
It's about, like, food or sex.
I'm not going to get as much sugar.
We should throw that, yeah.
I won't get as much sugar, but I will get
dough. Whoa, what are you guys doing with that tiger?
going to ride that bastard.
Big wild.
I got the guy waiting to do the next show is Aaron. That you
back.
Hit in the dump button?
Back. I created you. Back.
He's in under the dump button.
He's taking the form of a tiger, and he's trying to get in here.
Is he going to tell the principal
try
that
to
you're hitting the dump
hold
button?
Hold that tiger.
455 or whatever it is? That's what I'm
saying. He's not here, actually.
Well, you could just tell him I was swearing horribly.
No, we won't need to. He'll
why can't
the
you swear later. Elegantly?
Well,
expertly.
Because it wouldn't make a difference. They would still want to make you guys pay a bunch of money. So I might as well swear horribly because, you know, I mean, it's the same price.
It's the same price? Oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
She comes in right now. This,
you know,
this caller was wondering if you just look at us and think, what's going on? No, he's used to us by now. He's been here a long time.
Is that Eddie Page?
Eddie Pay.
Eddie Pay?
Pay.
Yes,
so
we're
gonna hear that
I'll do the
song.
Tip, but he has to do the whole bill.
And that's going to mean that
and he won't,
the show time is over. And
he
time
won't,
for me to
yeah, he won't put up with you. Like
and it's time for you guys to eat that.
He won't put up with you at all.
Put him up. Put him up.
Really? He won't keep me on the line? So
no, 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 no. He'll dump you immediately. He won't put up with this kind of foolishness.
Well,
he won't put up with this kind of foolishness.
94.1
Yeah, you get to stay on longer if you say the caller ID, or the station ID.
That's right. 90, what is it? I forget.
You up, Casey, so you live.
Gave your all bro all the time, 88.1, your FM dial pedal.
Yeah, don't underestimate your audience's intelligence.
Which means we're out.
Hello?
All right.
We know that our audience can't
this
stand.
This is so bizarre, because I can't hear any of that.
They can't stand a tease.
Right?
All right.
You can't hear a thing, but you know that we're
yeah,
on the air.
Phones, so the callers can talk to each other, but the show is happening. They're like erudite.
Yeah,
yeah.
Too, we're
yeah,
elite.
I'm sorry, was there somebody else on the air?
We're too elite.
Too many other voices.
Yep.
Profound taste for us in our private.
We don't like to come down that low until the show lands.
Bernard
so Clark, get donuts.
Radio investigator.
A big delay just to make us feel intimidated.
Exactly. They don't want us to be actually in the conversation. We have to follow along like little puppies.
How long
that's
do we
right.
have to listen
that's
to these guys
right.
talk about how we're not listening?
Can
well,
you cut them off at
the
gas?
Let's cut them
yeah.
off and
it's
leave
like,
us
well,
off.
It's our show. Really? We'll just leave them around.
They think it's their show.
They think it's their show?
They think they already own it.
They think it's like two shows. They just laugh like they're laughing at us, not with us?
I mean, they think it's a real show.
Yeah.
But for us, it's not.
Yeah, it's just... I can hear that bubble.
Well, now that you boys have hashed that out, I hope you'll go home and sleep it off.
The most important thing about the show is that you entertain the people.
Effortless. Laser-free. Works in your own home every time.
There's no lasers.
And the thing about it, it's a groundbreaking system that will bring so much back in return.
That could be.
And it will wreck the
devastatingly
effective balance of the
it requires only 100 minutes per day. People will
yeah,
cry,
we have to,
though.
You have to realize, too, that in
they'll
fact,
laugh.
This creates two shows.
They'll
yeah,
bring,
exactly.
They'll bring you back
it's
for entertaining
on
guest hosts.
Right.
Guests
it's like an embryo. You know, after the egg has been fertilized with the whatever.
They'll use you.
Sure.
I mean,
spermatozoan, buddy.
I think they're talking about
you.
Who knows? It's all
they're
execrable. Yeah,
there's napkins. There's soap.
Element of. You know,
armchair.
Not
that's right. My
armchair psychiatrist
you know,
might agree.
I'll lead you out in a state of.
Yeah, well, it's time.
Fact,
I think it's just
light.
Like
a foolish
I think
fire.
Don't forget
you into sucking
the show and something new,
week.
And he needs to respect that and give it more time.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Stars arising. Bright morning stars arising. Day is a breaking in my soul.
Oh, where are our dear mothers? Oh. They are down in the valley praying. They are down in the valley praying. They are down in the valley praying. Day is a breaking in my soul. Oh, where are our dear fathers? Oh, where are our dear fathers? Oh, where are our dear fathers? Day is a breaking in my soul. Gone to heaven shouting. They have gone to heaven shouting. They have gone to heaven shouting.